Coming up on the Weekly Connect.
Our top story this week, and that is around cataract treatments. And I'm sure you'll know about the delays to cataract treatments that are going on all around the country. We've got Gloria McShane from Darlington on the line.
I noticed that on the left side of my glasses, I've had those for years and years, for distance. I noticed it was all fogged, and I thought, oh, I'll probably need a new pair. So I went to the optometrist in June, and she said to me, you have a cataract in the center of your lens. I was quite anxious there, and I also thought it was extremely worrying. It just seems that, you know, you don't feel as if you have control over things. I really feel, especially since the cost is lower, and it would make a huge impact on your quality of life.
The voice of the blind and partially sighted community. The Weekly Connect.
So the biggest issue affecting me as a blind person is a lack of accessible travel solutions.
I suppose one of my biggest issues of sort of frustration, let's say, is probably transport, you know, and in particular bus transport.
The Weekly Connect. Your views and opinions of life with sight loss.
In South Africa, there's one guy who's blowing a lot of people away with what he's doing. He's one of the world's first blind baristas. And he spoke to the Weekly Connect.
Hi, my name is Joseph Macheta. I'm the blind barista in Kaleidoscope in South Africa, Busa.
I'm Brian Gaff, and I live in Kingston upon Thames. And I'm on the committee of our local association, which is Kingston upon Thames Association for the Blind. It's great for us to be nominated for Society of the Week by the Weekly Connect.
5th of October saw us celebrate World Teachers Day.
Thank you to teachers everywhere. With your help, we can climb to success. Happy World Teachers Day.
That's coming up this week on the Weekly Connect. Mondays at 1 on RNIB Connect Radio and on podcast on Audio Boom.